This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 147, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 147. This is your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. We are well off to the start of a new decade. What will we see when we look back at this decade 10 years from now? So a barometer of when spring is approaching is the amount of firewood that I have left at any given point in time. I usually burn about 4 cords of it over the winter months. Right now I have little over a cord left, so spring is in sight. Though we haven't got out of February yet, and February has been a major snow month for the last 6 years around here. This year the Northeast has gotten clobbered with snow, as has Chicago and Detroit. So far, we've made it okay. We've only had about a foot of snow. Right now, we do have snow on the ground around Roots Rock Radio headquarters. The top 10 dead rock stars according to Rolling Stone magazine. Number 10, Keith Moon of The Who. Number 9, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, also a drummer. Number 8, George Harrison of The Beatles. Number 7, Janis Joplin. Number 6, Freddie Mercury of Queen. Number 5, Elvis Presley. Number 4, Jim Morrison. Number 3, Kurt Cobain. Number 2, Jimi Hendrix. And number 1, John Lennon. So the White Stripes have announced their breakup. From their website, the White Stripes would like to announce their band has officially ended and will make no further new recordings or perform live. The reason is not due to artistic differences or lack of wanting to continue, nor any health issues, as both Meg and Jack are feeling fine and in good health. It is for a myriad of reasons, but mostly to preserve what is beautiful and special about the band and have it stay that way. The band have this to say: the White Stripes do not belong to Meg and Jack anymore. The White Stripes belong to you, and now you can do with it whatever you want. So Apple's iPhone was finally launched on the Verizon network, ending the AT&T monopoly. Verizon has said they sold more iPhones in the first 2 hours than any previous full-day phone sales in their history. They sold out of their allotment of pre-order iPhones in less than 24 hours. Speaking of Apple, Steve Jobs has taken another medical leave of absence, though he will continue to be involved in major decisions and remains the CEO of Apple. Get well, Steve. The invention of the electric guitar is now at the Smithsonian Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C. I'm actually going to be visiting that over the next 2 weeks. The idea of using electricity to create louder string instruments existed by the end of the 19th century, but it was only during the 1920s and 1930s that engineers, makers, and musicians began to solve some of the challenges of electronic amplification. Around 1931, George Beauchamp, working with Adolf Rickenbacker, produced an electromagnetic pickup in which a current passed through a coil of wire wrapped around a magnet, creating a field which amplified the string's vibrations. Introduced on a lap steel known as the frying pan, the pickup made this guitar the first commercially viable electric. 1931. By the 1930s, other makers and players adapted the new technology to the more traditional Spanish-style hollow-body wooden guitars, where they encountered trouble with distortions, overtones, and feedback. Inventors began trying to address these sound difficulties by experimenting with solid rather than hollow guitar bodies. The Slingerland Company commercially introduced a Spanish solid-body electric guitar in 1939. Around 1940, on an instrument dubbed the log, guitarist and inventor Les Paul mounted strings and pickups on a solid block of pine to minimize body vibrations. During the 1940s, Paul Bigsby and Leo Fender also began experimenting with Spanish-style solid body guitar design. The success of Fender's new style of electric quickly influenced other manufacturers to start producing their own models. In 1952, Gibson became Fender's first major competitor, introducing its own solid body guitar with the help of celebrity endorser Les Paul. Although many people thought that rock and roll would be a passing fad, by the 1960s it was clear that this music was firmly rooted in American culture, and electric guitars had become the superstars of rock. While the electric guitar has had a major influence on my life, that's for sure. First up, Rob Skane. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
But you never called, yeah, I waited. I waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waiting patiently is not as easy as it seems. Hours go by slow when you're sitting home alone. I waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. You hit me like a train, then you pour me down the drain. To a fantasy I'm clinging, waiting for my phone to start ringing. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Tell myself it'll be alright. Maybe soon, but not tonight. You hit me like a train, then you pour me down to a fantasy I'm clinging. Now you're just another song I'm singing. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited. Waited, but you never called, yeah, I waited.
Just heard from Girl Haggard, Drunk, Broke, and in Love. On the web, girlhaggard.net. Country and Eastern. They sent their CD in an album cover. It had to go in the big P.O. box. More about Girl Haggard, formed in December 2008, in order to give its members something to do while drinking other than standing around in bar rooms. Girl Haggard's goals are simple and easily attained. Play rock and roll and country music loud and fast while drinking beer and whiskey. Before that, we heard from the Yahoos. I Can Give You Everything on the web, yahoos.com. Before that, we heard Johnny DeMarco. We heard Love You Like I Do from his CD Everything Matters on the web, johnnydemarco.com. Before that, we heard from the Ballistic Cats. It's All Just Chance. On the web, ballisticcats.com. And opening the set, we heard from Rob Skain. We heard his tune, I Waited, from his CD, Phantom Power Trip. On the web, robskain.net. Speaking of the good old P.O. Box, where I get most of the music for this show, I just paid $90 for the next 6 months' rent. The last 6 months, we had a few listeners help pay for some of the rent by donating. If you enjoy the show and would care to help with the operational costs, there is a donate link at rrradio.com. It would be appreciated. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 57, 5,000 fans greeted Bill Haley when he arrived from New York on the Queen Elizabeth at Southampton for his debut UK concert tour. Haley was the first American rock artist to tour the UK. In 58, George Harrison joined the Liverpool group The Quarrymen. The group was named after John Lennon's school. Jumping ahead to 67, the Beatles filmed part of the promo clip for Penny Lane around the Royal Theatre, Stratford, London, walking up and down Angel Lane. The Beatles released the double A-sided Strawberry Fields Forever Penny Lane on Capitol Records in the U.S. The single spent 10 weeks on the charts, peaking at number one. Penny Lane is one of my all-time favorite Beatles songs. Speaking of the Beatles, I just recently got the entire remastered Beatles box set CD collection. In 1959, the funeral of Buddy Holly took place at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Lubbock, Texas. In 69, The Who recorded Pinball Wizard at Morgan Studios, London. I remember the first time I heard Pinball Wizard. I didn't know anything about Tommy at that point, and I was very curious why someone would write a song about playing a pinball machine. Well, my curiosity was soon satisfied when I went to see The Who at the Meriwether Post Pavilion. They performed Tommy, and their opening act was Led Zeppelin on their first U.S. tour, performing their first album. In 81, REM made their first ever recording sessions at Bombay Studios in Georgia. They recorded one of my all-time favorite REM songs, Don't Go Back to Rockville. And in 77, The Clash started recording their debut album at CBS Studios in London, England. 76, Eddie and the Hot Rods appeared at the Marquee Club London, supported by the Sex Pistols. The Sex Pistols were playing their first ever London show. 1970, The Who appear at Leeds University, England. The show was recorded for the band's forthcoming Live at Leeds album. Next up, Doug Cohen and the Basics. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Some kind of voodoo. believe I mean it. Stop texting me.
lazy Saturday. Last night escapes from memory. The sun is out, but I don't care. I'm sure that I'm supposed to be somewhere. I get up in a little bit. I got a hangover that just won't quit. We'll hit the bars and start again. You pour the booze, I won't say when, so we dine. Those stop signs. I woke up on some cigarettes. Broken glass and no regrets. Another lazy Saturday. The sun goes down, it's time to play. So I'll wander down to Bigger Street. Play a show and keep the beat. My drummer's high, the gang's all here. You gotta love the girls and atmosphere. Story time. No stop sign. It's paradise through a haze of cheap smoke. The crowd is moving in time. And then the party in modernities. Hell, I'm ready. I can't say no to more. But I don't mind. No stop the lazy Saturday. I'm the only thing that's in my way. Doctors warn, what's that mean? I try so hard, I can't say please, so we turn. No stop signs. It's paradise through a haze of cheap smoke. The drive.
Just heard Trey Green. We heard his tune, Storytime, from the CD The Awesomeness. On the web, TreyGreenMusic.com. That's courtesy of Aerial Publicity, as are some other artists on this show. Before that, we heard Pulpit Supply. We heard their tune, Handle Glide. On the web, PulpitSupply.info. More music, less sermon. That's their motto. Before that, we heard from Split. We heard Unimpressive. They're from New Jersey and also courtesy of Aerial Publicity. We also heard another song from Split, Stop Texting Me. You can reach them on the web, myspace.com, TFSB, standing for the Fabulous Split Band. And opening the set, we heard from Doug Cohen and the Basics. We heard his tune, Numb. Got a brand new CD out. You can check it out, myspace.com, Doug Cohen. Here's listener email. Richard, I began listening to your podcast at show number 96. I have sent you notes before to let you know how much I enjoy your show and the music that you play, but this note is a bit different. In September of 2009, I found out that my wife of 18 plus years wasn't sure she wanted to stay married. It shook me. The holiday season that year was full of anxiety and lacking in sleep. Going into 2010, I got into therapy, learned a lot about myself, and learned that I wasn't the only one with a perfect marriage that was broken. As 2010 progressed into summer, I became very close with a handful of friends. I realized that I was headed for divorce, and I got a really crappy boss at work. My world was coming apart, but my friends helped me keep it all together. In October, I quit my job. The company is stable and the job paid handsomely, but the boss was too much. In November, we put our house on the market. At this point, I was walking a tightrope without a net. Then came December. I got two job offers, each one paying as much or more than my prior position. We sold the house in 2 weeks with the full price offer. We didn't price it to sell either. I found a great new house that I moved into on January the 28th, and I reached a settlement with my wife. So things have really turned around for me. As rough as it was last year at this time, the end of 2010 could not have been better. So how does Roots Rock Radio fit into this drama? Your show has been with me every step of the way to help clear my head. I spend a lot of time running, working out, and walking the dog. RR Radio was there. Some of the songs gave me hope, some gave me perspective, and some just picked me up. One song in particular seemed to mark a turning point. About the same time, the Grant Langston song, Stand Up Man, was played on show 140, and I began to realize that I would not only survive all of this turmoil, but that I could come out the other end even better. My therapist repeatedly told me to go through the front door when dealing with my wife. Don't sneak around, be honest and straightforward. In other words, be proud of how I handle myself in the most trying times. The song Stand Up Man became an anthem for me. So many other songs that you have played over the past 18 months have had a similar effect, but that one in particular stuck. Thank you, Richard, for your show and the real rock and roll. I start the new job tomorrow. I am looking straight ahead in 2011. Thank you for doing it all for all of us. Well, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a longtime listener. He not only has sent other emails, he also has made contributions to the show more than once. Thanks for your email, Mr. J, and thanks for listening all these years. It looks like luck is with you in 2011. Next up, Kelly Green. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
You. something new. We'll be right back. to the fire that we once started. When nobody here had a broken heart. I'm trying to figure out what happened here. The better half of me and you has gone away and disappeared.
We just heard Blame Shift. We heard their tune Figure Out a Way on the web, facebook.com, Blame Shift. Before that, we heard from Renee Wall. We heard her tune Heartbreak Thing on the web, reneewall.com, courtesy of Aerial Publicity at aerialpublicity.net. Before that, we also heard another tune from Renee on Something New. Before that, we heard from Miss Kelly Green. We heard her tune Addiction from her CD, I Wish I Was Alive. And opening the set, we also heard another tune from Kelly Green, You Are No Angel, on the web, kellygreen.com. She was also via Aerial Publicity. Here's an amazing story. Buried in snow for hours, Wisconsin man saved by neighbors. After falling in his driveway during a powerful blizzard and getting buried beneath a snowdrift, Joe is alive thanks to a worried neighbor and her binoculars. The 66-year-old retired auto worker has a morning routine. His cats awaken him at 5 a.m., that sounds familiar, to be fed, and he heads down the driveway of his Wisconsin house to get his newspaper and mail. As a fierce snowstorm blew outside his door, he pulled a jacket over his sweatsuit, donned a baseball cap and a pair of gloves, opened his garage door, and headed out. He got his mail, and the wind blew the mail. It was all junk mail, blew it out of his hand. And then he started to turn around and get back to the path he had walked to get down to the mailbox. But he fell, and he had no luck standing up. Snowdrifts soon covered him. He was on the ground for about an hour before a snowplow came by, but it was unable to see him. The plow instead pushed a huge mound of snow over his body, completely burying him. About 9 a.m., 4 hours after he trekked down his driveway, his across-the-street neighbor looked out the window and saw something. She got out her binoculars, and then she called her next-door neighbors. She said she thinks there's a hand sticking out from the snow. The next-door neighbor found a glove and started digging. He quickly realized someone was buried from head to toe. He found Joe, snow packed in his eyes and nose. An ambulance took him to a nearby hospital where he was treated and released by that afternoon. Joe called his other neighbors who brought him home. There they gave him his shoes, one glove, and his baseball cap, which they found in the drifts. His cats, he said, were happy to see him and eager for things to get back to normal. He's one lucky man. It's nice to have good neighbors. Well, that brings us to the close of another Roots Rock Radio show, number 147. If you have any comments, you can reach me, Richard, at rrradio.com. So until the next show, this is Richard Taylor signing off.